I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Heather.
Hey, Heather. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I found some pictures on my boyfriend's phone. And I asked him about them, and I'm pretty sure he just totally lied to me.
Well, speaking as a representative of the male half of the species, I'm just going to say, if he had nudie pics and you found them, he's most definitely lying to you. What is your boyfriend's name?
It's Matt.
Okay, so Matt had some nudie pics on his phone, and you found them. Do we know where they came from?
Well, he actually took them. They were pictures of him.
Oh, okay. So you found nudie pics of Matt on his phone. So he was sending the nudie pics then.
That's what I think, but that's not what he said.
What did he say when you asked him about them?
He said he noticed a mole that he never saw before, and he was taking pictures so he could show his doctor to see if it was anything to worry about.
I see.
Yeah.
And I suppose this mole was like on his junk then, or?
It was near it.
Okay.
Did he show you this supposed mole?
He did, and it looks more like a beauty mark to me.
Well, has it always been there, or is this like something new?
I mean, I never noticed it before until he pointed it out.
Okay. So his plan is to what? Take pictures of this mole, show his doc, and go, well, what do you think?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, but wouldn't his doctor just say, drop your pants so I can take a look at it? Isn't that what they do?
Yes, that's exactly what his doctor would say. I don't believe the mole story at all.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Were there any other, like, nudie pics on his phone at all? Like, if he's sending them, did he get any back?
I didn't see any, so no.
Well, maybe he is telling the truth. All right, one more question, then we'll figure this all out. The pictures that he took, did it look like he was posing in them at all? Like, was he laying on a bed or flexing in the shower or anything like that?
Not really. It was just him, like, standing in the bathroom mirror.
Ugh, yuck. The whole bathroom mirror shot. Seriously, why don't guys understand how creepy that looks?
All right, let's run a quick test then on Matt here. Heather, what would you? We'll put you on hold. We'll get his number, and then let's text him during the commercial break. So what do we text him?
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe just say, like, hey, it's me, got a new phone, lost the sexy pictures you sent me from the bathroom. Can you resend them?
Perfect. And then they're like, put like the emoji with heart eyes after that.
No. That's not the emoji you want. You want something thirstier, my friend.
Okay, what is the emoji for thirsty?
Well, there's definitely a few I could use.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if you're listening and you have the best emoji sequence that shows that you're thirsty for a picture of a guy's junk, can you call us real quick and text us which ones he is? I would say text us the emojis, but emojis don't come through on our text line for some reason. They come across like as weird symbols, but not emojis. So call us at 473-1045 because we need your help. And Heather, we'll text Matt now, and then most likely we'll call him when we come back, but we need his number, so don't hang up.
Okay, no problem.
Here were the emojis you told us because we were like, well, we need to text him, but we need to send, like, the thirsty emojis. Here's what you told us.
It has to be the squash emoji or whatever it is with the three water droplets afterward.
Okay,
the eggplant,
I got you.
The eggplant.
Yeah, the eggplant.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. Thank you.
Yes.
The emoji is a sweating emoji.
The sweating emoji. Okay.
The one where he has his little tongue out, I think. Right?
Okay.
Hung out, and his face is really red.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that guy just wrote me on Instagram, too. He was like, hey, I was the one that just called you. He's right. Talking about that.
This emoji right here.
Yep. Okay. So we did send a message to the boyfriend. We sent a message to Matt on Natalia's phone. Now, what did the message that you sent him say?
So I said, hey, it's me. Just got a new phone. I lost the sexy pictures you sent me from the bathroom. Can you resend them? And then I use the emojis after.
And Heather, you'll never guess what happened next.
Oh, man. So he wrote back and he said, isn't that like your third phone this month? And then he sent me the pictures. And God, I'm literally looking at your boyfriend naked. I clearly did not think that part through. I'm so sorry. I can promise I only saw the first picture. Didn't look at the rest of them at all.
No, but Shaggy did. He's still looking at him. So, okay. So what we can do now, Heather, if you want, is basically we tell him to call me real quick. So we'll text him, call me real quick. I have to tell you something. And we'll say like, hey, I'm at work. And then we'll give him the hotline number and say, call me at this number. When it rings, we pick up, we basically go, oh, thanks for calling. Who can I connect you to? And then bam, we know our mystery person. This, by the way, is all pending on whether you even want us to do this. So the question is, do you want to know who he's sending these pictures to?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Natalia, send the message, okay, and then we'll play a nice little short song here. But if the hotline rings, we're immediately cutting off the song and going live. So, if as long as everyone's on board with that, get your game faces on, everybody. And by the way, that includes you listening in your car right now. Game face on. When we come back, it is showtime. Everybody shut up. All the hotline's ringing right now. Hang on one second. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I love Lizzo, too, but the hotline is ringing. So, all right. We are about to go, and I'll cue you. You know what to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Natalia, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. And...
good morning. Thank you for calling. How can I direct your call?
Neil, please.
Sure, no problem. You said who?
Neil.
Okay, no problem. Please hang on.
So, Heather, is that his doctor or...
no, that's a guy he plays golf with.
Okay. Is it a doctor he plays golf with, maybe, or?
No, I'm pretty sure he's not a doctor.
Okay.
Maybe he knows a doctor.
Do you want us to bring him back on real quick, Heather? Do you want to keep this kind of between you two, or?
I think maybe I'll just call him myself.
Okay. Are you sure? We could just put him back on. You could handle everything right here, right away.
No, thank you. It's okay, though. I'm going to call him right now.
Okay, no problem. We respect your privacy. We get it. But can I ask you something? Is there any way after you talk to him that maybe you can call us back? Like, even if it's tomorrow, like, maybe give us an update?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, because I think we're all going to be kind of sort of wondering, you know?
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of wondering myself.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll let you go. You do what you got to do. Update us tomorrow if you can, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Did we just out somebody on the last day of Pride Month?
Well, we still have tomorrow. It's not over yet.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, this all started with just one photograph.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, for God.
No, we're not.
No. No, thank you.
Makes me laugh.
My ears are bleeding.
We're not.
No.
We're not playing that as the after...
okay.
Dirty Work Wednesday, so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.